Attorneys general in New York and five other states are asking U.S. senators to reject President-elect Donald Trump's nomination for U.S. Attorney General. The AGs are concerned about Jeff Sessions' misconduct on previous legal cases. They also fear that he'll not extend hate crime protections to the LGBTQ community and enforce draconian punishments for low-level crimes. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
If confirmed, Sessions will employ a 100,000-person army of lawyers and FBI agents. Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson was not among the other AGs calling to reject Sessions. Nonetheless, he expressed concern at possibly losing the cooperation of the Justice Department in matters like consumer protection and antitrust.
That can be very important in terms of how quickly an investigation can move forward. But if justice steps back under Jeff Sessions, that doesn't prevent the states like Connecticut from continuing our own investigations.
Jepson pointed to the recent $863 million settlement with the credit rating agency Moody's over misleading investors as an example of the federal government committing legal power to help states. In the future, an Attorney General Sessions could divert those resources to issues he cares more deeply about, like stopping illegal immigration. Charles Lane, WSHU News.